Tarantula by Eduardo Halfon, read by Matt Ulish.
We woke up to screaming. We were lying face up on our cots, inside the huge green tent. None of us 12 dared to say anything. None of us dared to move in our sleeping bags. I turned to the cot next to mine. In the dull light of the early morning, I could see my brother's face staring back at me, asking, with his eyes, what was going on out there, what all the shouting was about. I answered, also with my eyes, that I didn't know. But suddenly the yelling became louder and more hysterical. Somebody was approaching our tent. There was a silence, brief, but clear enough to make out one of the children in the back, crying, before the green canvas was thrown aside, and our whole world was flooded with light. In the doorway stood the silhouette of Samuel Bloom, our counselor, our friend, and unconditional protector. Only now he was uniformed in black and carrying a club and shouting orders that none of us children could understand. And down his left arm, it took me a moment to notice, crawled a huge tarantula. I was 13, my brother 12. We'd been living in the United States for 3 years, having fled the political and social chaos that was Guatemala in the 1980s. Although my parents didn't like me explaining it that way to my new classmates, they didn't like the fact that when describing our departure from Guatemala, I would tell them that we'd fled. But fleeing is what we did. My parents had hastily sold not only our newly built house, but also everything inside that house. The furniture and the rugs and the pictures on the walls and the kitchen utensils and the toys I kept in the closet.